Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonathan Feldstein is the president at Genesis 123 Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning from Jerusalem. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm trying to picture talks where you have people like Russia and everybody else in the room with an explosive situation quite literally down the road. Okay, not down the road, but you know what I mean. How is it even possible for anybody to have these conversations? You've got France, Germany, United Kingdom, United States, China, and Iran, as well as Russia, all sitting around a table pretending that the world's a little bit to the left or right of them isn't about to explode.
Well, it's a great question. I think part of the issue is the mistake in any policy, seeing the world how you want it to be rather than how it is. And that's the situation that the West still thinks that the Iranians can sit around a negotiating table as if they've all done debate classes in high school and can have an intelligent conversation and come up with a negotiation. But the reality is the Iranian position is very clear. They want to destroy Israel. They're the world leader in terrorism. And I'm not really, it's honestly incomprehensible to me how anyone, any of these countries that you mentioned, either don't care, and I would potentially put Russia or China in that category, or the Western countries that are fooling themselves, just simply fooling themselves.
So is it what, just like, is it optics? Is it just all about trying to show that a deal can be reached where in reality it never will be?
You know, in the best case, that's a great question. In the best case, maybe you can give credit to some Western leaders for taking it down the negotiation path, bringing it to whatever conclusion. And no one really knows when that conclusion will be. It's a can that keeps getting kicked down the road. Mm. And then if it doesn't work out, saying, look, we tried. But what I think the question is, while we're concerned about Iran, the sideshow is what's happening on the border between Russia and Ukraine.
Of
because
course.
The U.S. and the Western powers that are clearly opposed to a Russian invasion of Ukraine, Iran's looking. Russia will do whatever it wants, but Iran is looking to see, will this be another inept U.S. policy like the withdrawal from Afghanistan this past summer, and then can Iran just get away with it, with the deal or without a deal?
Yeah, it's interesting because I mean, obviously I connected it in other ways, but I didn't think about what it actually means in terms of strength. In terms of a strength for Iran and for the United States, because it obviously does indicate whether they have the power to do anything at all in the world. The other thing I found quite interesting, and I'd love your thoughts on it, is why there are no other Middle Eastern countries represented there. You know, when we've got Iran, Russia, China, France, Germany, United States, United Kingdom, or are they there? Are they there, but they're just not listed as being important?
No, I don't think that they're there physically. I wouldn't be surprised if the Mossad or other intelligence agencies are quite present. But it's another sideshow. If you think about it, as we speak, we're in the midst of the first visit by an Israeli prime minister to Bahrain. Now, the fact that took place, the fact that, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks ago, our defense minister was in Bahrain and signed a defense agreement. Imagine this, a defense agreement with an Arab Gulf state that is in flying distance to Iran, very close. It opens up a whole lot of options. And anyone who wants to listen to a fabulous conversation that will air Thursday afternoon on my Inspiration from Zion podcast, I speak with Joel Rosenberg about the silence of the silence of the Saudis, but their complete interest and 100% involvement in this process, which if it continues to go in an inept direction, that's not good for the Saudis and not good for the Emiratis or the Bahrainis, and certainly not for us in Israel, we may see some things that have been entirely unprecedented, where Arab and Israeli armies are collaborating and not in combat.
So do you think that there's any chance that a reasonable... No, let's those are two different things. Do you think an agreement will be reached? Part one. Part two, if so, will it be a reasonable one?
Wow. If I knew that, I would have bet, I would have put a large bet about a week ago on the winner of the Super Bowl in the U.S. last week, this week. It's impossible to tell, but it seems whether there will be a deal, but it seems like the Biden administration, and I can't speak for the other Western powers, but I kind of feel that way. They kind of want a deal at any cost. So if I were betting, I would say that, yes, there would be a deal. And no, it won't be a deal that's that's terribly good. It's not going to be a deal that shuts down the Iranian nuclear ambition. It's going to be a deal that will be like the last one in 2015 under Obama that just deferred their ability to get a weapon. I'm not optimistic, and I know it's, you know, we're here at ground zero. And if something happens, we will suffer a tremendous backlash from Hezbollah in Lebanon, from Hamas in Gaza, plus who knows what the Iranians might have and fire in, and the Houthis in Yemen have the ability. So we'll suffer, but my general feeling is if we're not going to reach a deal anyway, we just need to go in and take it out and stop the stop them dead in their tracks, and then deal with the outcome.
Absolutely right. It is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. That was Jonathan Feldstein, president at Genesis 123 Foundation, talking to us about the Iranian nuclear talks.